This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India's first privately developed orbital rocket, Vikram 1, under Mission Agaman, has successfully reached orbit after completing its final burn and injecting payloads into a 450-kilometer orbit. The liftoff took place at 12.05 p.m. from Satish Dhawan Space Center at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. The milestone makes India the third country in the world to achieve private orbital launch capability. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Skyroot Aerospace for the achievement. Mr. Modi spoke to Team Skyroot by phone and lauded the historic space feat. The Prime Minister also invited Team Vikram 1 to meet him. Named after Dr. Vikram Sarabhai, the father of the Indian space program, Vikram 1 is intended to provide cost-effective and flexible launch services for small satellites. Its successful orbital mission marks a significant milestone for India's private space sector, reflecting the growing role of private industry following the space sector reforms that opened launch activities to non-government companies. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that for India, zero tolerance against terrorism is not merely a statement, but a firm line of action. Speaking at the forces' first conclave in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh said, India will strike terrorists not only at its doorstep, but if necessary, by entering their hideouts. He added that the entire world witnessed this during Operation Sindoor, and it was a remarkable example of technological warfare.
Operation Sindoor was in itself a fantastic example of technological warfare. In this operation, systems like the Akash missile system and advanced missile systems like BrahMos, along with various latest equipment, were used. This has proven that our armed forces understand the changes taking place and are also using them with confidence.
Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari and Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis will jointly lay the foundation stone for three major national highway projects worth over 16,700 crore rupees in Pune today. The projects are expected to enhance connectivity, reduce travel time and traffic congestion, and boost industrial and economic growth in the Pune region. The government has convened an all-party meeting tomorrow ahead of the monsoon session of the parliament beginning on Monday. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both houses of parliament. The monsoon session will commence from Monday and continue till 13th of next month. Activist Sonam Wangchuk has been taken to a government hospital for essential medical care, Deputy Commissioner of Police of New Delhi, Sachin Sharma, said. Mr. Wangchuk has been shifted as per orders of the Delhi High Court and an expert medical advice due to his deteriorating health condition. Mr. Wangchuk has been on a fast at Jantar Mantar for several days. Meanwhile, Medical Superintendent of Safdarjung Hospital, Dr. Charubamba, said that Mr. Wangchuk is under continuous medical observation and receiving treatment. Dr. Bamba added that he is fully conscious and has all his vital parameters are stable. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued red colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim till tomorrow. The IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall conditions over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Chhattisgarh and Uttarakhand till tomorrow. In badminton, Indian shuttler and two-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu stormed into the women's singles final of Japan Open in Tokyo today. She entered the final after her opponent and world number 4, Chen Yufei of China, retired during the second set of the match. In FIFA World Cup, European rivals France and England will lock horns in the third-place playoff match at the Miami Stadium tonight. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 a.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.